same sentence as before. We just hope that the man gets the help he needs. It would have been nice for him to acknowledge and apologize and just, instead of denying, acknowledge.
That's Anastasia Moore, whose 7-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter were among the 7 people injured in the boat crash last year involving Delegate Don Dwyer. She's upset with the 60-day jail term for the lawmaker, in part for the boat crash that changed her children's lives forever.
She's not the same child.
Did you get justice today?
What is justice? You know what justice would have been? If you turned around and said, I'm sorry this happened and I was a part of it.
Dwyer pleaded guilty to 1 count of driving while impaired, stemming from a drunk driving arrest last August, and 1 count of drunken boating for the crash that occurred almost a year to the day earlier. In court, Dwyer's lawyer maintained his client was not at fault for the boat crash. The judge said that wasn't relevant in this case. Randy Harbin was the other boater involved.
I was outraged at that, and once again, he does everything but take full responsibility.
Dwyer is allowed to serve his jail time on weekends starting November 9th. He also must continue treatment for alcoholism and must stay away from anywhere where alcohol is served for 3 years. That includes legislative receptions.
Unlike most politicians who get in trouble, Don Dwyer, from the very day this happened, came out and admitted responsibility.
And Dwyer's attorney David Fisher says Dwyer will not appeal the sentence and will report to the Anne Arundel County Detention Center in 2 weeks. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.